I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But every Friday's mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Friday is my day.
My day, okay.
Friday is my day.
Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? How y'all doing? This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and we got another outstanding show planned for you today, and we ready to make some things happen. Yes, we are. What's going on, Wesley? How you doing out there, bro? I see you out there in the chat room. We got guest 1441. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. All right. Well, let's see. It's a rainy day here in Central Texas. So, you know, it's Friday. Hey, it's time to have a good time. What y'all think about that? I think it's a great idea. A great, great, great idea. You know what I mean? So, yesterday's show, man, was just outstanding. You know, and my plan today is to go back and cover a little bit of the topics that we talked about yesterday, because it was some interesting things that came out, and we need to cover some of it. You know what I mean? Man, I'm telling you. I didn't realize the song was that long. So how y'all doing out there? Y'all ready for this weekend? I know y'all should be smiling out there. You should be smiling. I know I am, because it's Friday. It's Friday. Friday, Friday, Friday. That's what I'm talking about. So if y'all can hear me all right out there, let me know. Wesley, let me know if you can hear me, brother. You know, so I can adjust my mic and things, you know what I mean? Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that, what's going on. All right, y'all, like I say, welcome to the show. And today we got some good stuff going on, man. Like I was saying before, you know, yesterday we had a young lady, Miss Burgess, on the show. And she was HIV positive. And I admit, man, I learned a whole lot of stuff. I really did. I heard a whole lot, you know, about HIV, and it's more like, you know, the myth, the truth, you know, all kind of stuff like that. But, you know, Ms. Burgess mentioned a couple of things, and as I say, we're going to get into that today because it really intrigued me about some of the responses we got. So I want to go a little deeper into it, expound on that a little bit, and see if we can come up with some explanations. I guess that's a good word to say. Beasley, Knowledge, welcome to the show. I see y'all. All right. So, you know, and a couple of statements caused a little how can I put it, caused a little chaos. So that's really interesting. But we're going to talk about this thing here in a little bit. All right, we really are. We'll talk about it in a little bit. All right. Now, East Coast in the house. Now, here we go. The house rules. It's Friday. It's Friday, y'all. And the rules are the rules. You know, call in, act like you got a sense. No personal attacks. No calling each other names. You know, talking about each other parents and some of the things a lot of people like to do. All right? And stop interrupting people all the time. But you know what I find is real funny, though? The main people that's complaining about they being interrupted, they're the main ones who interrupt people. Imagine that. Yeah, I've been paying attention. So we gonna take care of that, too, though. We really are. You know, so. And, of course, hey, let's just have some fun. Let's get a little laughter in. You know, the shotgun is loaded. The taser is charged. So today is going to be the day, man. I'm telling you. So I hope y'all ready for it. I hope y'all ready. Oh, because I know I am. Oh, man. So anyway, those are the house rules for the day. Please abide accordingly. You know, and no 15-minute dissertations, please, please, please. You know, I know you want to make your point and want to make sure everybody understands it. That's fine. But, you know, let's give somebody else a chance to talk, all right? You know, make it as short and to the point as possible. You know, you're going to get your chance to speak. Don't worry about that. But, you know, we don't need no drawn-out explanations. All right? Okay. I just thought I'd put that out there. All right. Now, since I have that out of the way, I'm ready to get started here. All right, so the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is basically in reference to what we was talking about nearly at the end of the show yesterday. It was very, very interesting. You know, some said quarantine people and others were talking about, no, they can't be with that dragon or the you know, but anyway, we got this. We gonna talk about this today. East Coast say $1 million bet your show can go one day without someone interrupting another. East Coast, you know what? if I had $1 million, I'd probably take you up on that and lose it anyway. You know what I mean? Anyway, quote of the day is this. Love is not about sex, going on fancy dates, or showing off. It is about being with a person who makes you happy in a way no one else can. Did you hear that? Do I need to say that again? I think I need to say that one more time, because I don't think somebody ain't hear that right. Love is not about sex, going on fancy dates, or showing off. It is about being with a person who makes you happy in a way nobody else can. That's kind of deep, huh? That is kind of deep. I'm telling you. Whoo, boy. How many of y'all agree with that out there? I say it's pretty good. I agree with that. That's pretty much on point. That's how you're supposed to feel about that special someone. You know, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter whether they're diseased or not. You know, if you got a feeling for that person, you got feelings for them. But some of us are just too shallow. I'm going to say it again. Some of us are just too shallow to look beyond the outside appearance or you know, some other things going on. So, you know, we're going to go ahead. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I just wanted to put that out there. Because y'all know we got to do the song of the day. And on Fridays, y'all know I do two songs of the day. So we're going to go ahead and knock those out of the way. And believe you me, check this out, man. I went back a little bit to the disco days. I know some of y'all probably too young know anything about disco, but it's okay. You'll learn a little bit something today. that's all I'm going to say. Well, I know knowledge know a little bit of something about it. Yeah, yeah. All right. All right, y'all. I'm not going to say too much more. Okay. Without further ado, here it is, the songs of the day.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday.
right, y'all. All right, y'all. That was the Commodores. Woo! It's Too Hot to Trot, baby. And the first song, thank God, is Friday by Love and Kisses from 1978. So, yeah, I told y'all I went back a little further probably for that, but it's all good in the neighborhood. If you know what I mean. Oh, man. So what's going on with y'all out there? I see Beasley is in the chat room causing stuff already. Now, I tell you, I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get Beasley on the air here in a minute, and we're going to have a conversation. You know what I mean? So let's have some fun. Now, anybody out there listening and you want to join in the conversation, what do you do? Give me a call, 347-838-8622, or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. All right, so with all that out of the way, let's get to talking about some things, you know, because yesterday I let Beasley explain it, you know what I mean, because we're going to have a great conversation today. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready in the chat room for this great conversation? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I hope you are. I hope you are. Man, I tell you. Here we go. All right, I'm about to get ready. I don't know what's going on. I told y'all it's raining here, so the weather's coming in and out there. So I had to switch up. So let me know if y'all can't hear me, all right? All right. That's the way Beasley does, ain't it? He always leaves and jumps on somebody. All right, anyway, so I see somebody has their hand up already, so let me bring them in so we get on with the show. All right. Hello, 111, you on the air, what's going on?
Mr. Talk, gentlemen, good morning.
Beasley?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm pretty well today. Slept well.
Good.
Slept well. And yourself?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Like I say, it's a rainy day here. You know, I'm here hanging out with my boo, and we just chilling. So it's a good day. It's a good day.
Good. Good. Well, first thing to address, old business. Lady Bird, if that was her name.
Yes, that was her name.
But besides the fact that, you know, she has this affliction, this disease, I just found her just to be, like, real extra talkative. And I'm talkative, and, you know, that's just kind of a peeve of mine. And I guess she had some substance to what she was saying. But, you know, she was really feeling herself. Which I guess is okay, but that kind of little rubs me the wrong way. But I just can't see how anybody that has any type of options would want to be involved with someone that's HIV positive. I just don't see that. And you know, and I'm not ignorant of the disease or AIDS. You know, I know that someone can't touch you and give it to you. And I may have said some things trying to be funny. I just can't believe that you said that you would date her. And that,
yes, I
feel like a hit dog when you were saying, you know, you were talking about, you know, in specific person, but it sure landed on my lap about someone being shallow, you know, and about
well,
someone being shallow because they would prefer not to be with someone or have a relationship with someone that has HIV.
It's like this. I look at it like this. If, you know, I can see if it's not put out there up front. You see what I'm saying? If you don't know about it. But if it's put out there right there at the beginning, then that's your decision. Personally, I wouldn't have a problem with it. You know, I say, okay, you know, hey, why not? I mean, you're supposed to be protecting yourself anyway, you know, when you're having casual sex. So I'm not, you know, I wouldn't see a problem.
Well, we're of the age where most of us probably shouldn't really be having casual sex. That's for like your 20s and
true.
You're like your 30s. I mean, I'm not trying to have I'm not really trying to have too much casual sex. I mean, I have a girl that I see, and it's, you know, there's an understanding between us. But N2K just asked in the chat room, would I date someone with cancer that was terminal? Probably not. You know, why put yourself through that? Why put yourself through someone that's suffering, that's going to lose their hair and go through all that, and you say terminal cancer? I mean, they're probably not going to be around in a couple of years. Why invest in that and go through that?
If you really see, and that's the thing, BZ, that's your choice, and I understand how you feel about that. But
does that make me shallow, or does that just make me just trying to? I mean,
that makes you interesting. That's for sure. I'm not going to say
interesting. You would date somebody with terminal cancer, Mr. Talk?
Yes.
Because okay.
I know, and I'm going to tell you why, because my mom had terminal cancer and my brother. So I understand that, and I understand what it takes. You know what I mean? So I guess being that I understand that the bigger picture than just saying, you know, going out there and, you know, just want to be with someone just for sex. You know, and that's why I say it was the way you presented it to make it sound like, you kind of made it sound like you were just out there looking for sex at the time, and that's one of the reasons why you wouldn't date someone with HIV. It's more about the sex than anything else.
What I was addressing to her is that, you know, she says that she's in a relationship with someone, but there's no sex involved. That's a friendship. That's a friendship, but that's not that. That's not like really, that's not that's what that's not what that's not what in ta- that's not what takes place between a man and a woman. Generally, where it's, you know, where it's a real, what I would consider and call a relationship. Now, a friendship is something that's different. And if someone were my friend before, and they were to get, you know, and they were to contract, you know, the HIV virus. In fact, I had a friend that had HIV, a guy that I didn't know. And then he went to the hospice, and 30 days later he passed away. Now, he wasn't a close friend, but he was a friend. He's been by my place to watch the fights, and we were cool. You know, he was a good dude. And I don't think anything different of him that he had that, but he kept it a secret.
And that's why a lot of them do that, just because, you know, they, number one, you know, they don't want nobody feeling sorry for them. And number two, you know, the problems that, you know, the way people look at them so differently.
Absolutely.
You know, and that is why. Hold on, I got a caller who wants to come in, so let me bring them in also. 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have on this line?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, yeah, it's me. It's Joe White T. White himself. But Joe, I know you've been listening to the. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I see Knowledge you want to get into. All right, so now we got Joe, Knowledge, and Beasley on the line, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
What's up, gents? What's going on, Joe?
All right, but as I was about to say, is, you know, is sex that important in the beginning of a relationship? Is sex that important?
For some people, yeah.
Now, I know
that kind of consummates it and makes it know that there's romance and that it's really a relationship. Other than that, it's a friend.
Does having sex equate romance?
No,
it doesn't equate romance, but let me use a better word. It kind of consummates the relationship. Say you're seeing someone, and you guys go out and you hang out a bit, and you know, but it you can't really start to think of a future, a romantic future, okay, of being involved with this person until you have sex. And even then, after you have sex, there's no promise or assurance that it's going to be like a relationship where you guys are going to be seeing each other exclusively. So yes, sex is an important thing. Is it mandatory and necessary? No, don't act like I'm some guy that rips women's clothes off, you know, or that's thirsty like that. You're wrong. You're wrong. Any dog can chase the cat, but it takes some real game to make the cat chase the dog. But, of course, sex is an important part. It kind of takes the relationship to the next step and being intimate and sharing with each other.
How many people have sex that are not in a committed relationship?
Tons, all day long.
That just goes to show you that it doesn't consummate anything.
Well, it depends on the person and where they are in their life. I'm a man of a certain age, and so are you.
Right. But what I was going to say is, there's women I've been more intimate with, just on a mental level, than women I've had sex with.
I can relate to that as well.
I think sex is just it's only as important as the particular individual makes it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let me ask this question then. In the case of yesterday, it was more about the HIV than anything else, correct?
Right. Yeah. And how she contracted it.
Mm-hmm. So I think.
But what I appreciated about her is the fact that she was forthcoming in her whole situation. She answered everybody's questions. She didn't hide anything. She was completely honest. She's obviously
as far as we know, right?
All I'm doing is giving her the benefit of the doubt.
I don't believe everything that people tell me.
It's not a critical mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's take your critical mind. Who's going to get on a show and lie about being HIV positive and how they contract?
Yeah, really?
Man, I don't put nothing past nobody. Where are you guys from, man?
What would be the point of that? Don't put anything past anyone.
I'm just asking you a question.
People to come to conclusions. You come to a lot of conclusions.
Thank you.
Well, that's an interesting nuance here. Okay, we're talking about a nuance, and the nuance is a slight difference. And we're talking about drawing conclusions as to connecting the dots with so-called conspiracy theories. Now, that's a different thing. No one can predict the future. No, that's where I was applying it to. Let me explain. I'll let you talk. I'm not trying to dominate the conversation. I appreciate the input. This is good. This is healthy. So that's different as far as drawing conclusions.
Wow.
As far as drawing conclusions as to taking what anyone says with a grain of salt and letting people show and prove and believing just what people say in their face value, come on, man. Let me borrow a page from your book.
Let's not make this about me.
All right, say what you want.
So you want it to be not about you.
Here we go. Let's go. Come from an honest place, Joe.
Okay.
Come from an honest place.
Yeah,
come
here's
from
an honest place.
A constructive place.
When you come on a show, I've heard you say, I'm going to paraphrase you pretty closely.
Let's go ahead.
Like when you talk about Mike. Mike, when he comes on the show, people joke around with him and everything. He takes it. It's nice. When you come on this show, and I've heard you on another show, you know what I've heard about you? You know what I've concluded about you? Is that when you do this, yeah. This is what I conclude about you. You can't let a goddamn thing go, even if it doesn't hurt anybody else in the universe except you. Okay?
I've got some boundaries.
I defend myself. That's good.
Does that make me hyper defensive? Perhaps.
I'm not for no bullshit.
You've got a good assessment there.
All right. So the thing is that she had AIDS. She's the one suffering. Even if she was lying about some things, maybe she's a chronic liar, maybe she wanted to protect her privacy. Why is this bugging you is what I want to know.
It's not bugging me that much.
Oh, fuck God's sake. You brought it on my show yesterday. You're bringing it on again today, and you're saying it doesn't bug you.
You're coming in late, Joe. You know, I can explain that, and I think I did explain that. Mr. Talk started off his show, and he was speaking in general about people that were shallow because they just couldn't completely accept this woman as a possible mate, that because and the main reason that she had HIV. And that's me, yes. And that's a few other of you too. I'm just not afraid to speak up about it.
Yeah, you're a real saint when it comes to that. The thing is, Beasley, here's my conclusion about you.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong, okay? Let me
You might be right.
Again.
I'm not afraid to say if you're right. Go ahead.
Okay. You are hyper-defensive. Some people make jokes about you. Let's like, do you know how many jokes are being made about me or Mike or some other people here on the show or when I go on other shows? And we just don't go all off. But you got to bring it everywhere you go. You bring it to Perry's show. You brought it to my show. You bring it up again from yesterday to now to Eric's show. First thing you said when you got here was, old business.
I'm sorry?
What?
You said when you first
old
got
business.
Here.
No,
let's
see, no,
old
no,
business.
I must say it.
Well, because it is old business.
It's
yesterday. N2K was teaching me about the culture. I'm relatively new. That if we had a little debate or argument, it's almost going to happen naturally in a type of form like this. And that, you know, you can leave yesterday alone. You know,
Yeah, we can, but the thing is that I sense about you, maybe I'm wrong again, and you've already admitted it to a degree.
It's all right. I'm okay with myself.
You are hyper-defensive to the point where I think it affects your particular thinking.
Oh, now, this is where you take the reach. This is where you're reaching.
Did I say different than what I said about 30 seconds ago?
Well, hold on, y'all, before y'all get into that.
I'm me, and you're you, and we're just different. And you can't tell, and listen, let me just say this. When someone's in the chat room, you can't tell someone's demeanor or what they're saying and how they're saying it. You don't know their intent. Now, when we're talking right now and you hear someone's voice, that makes a difference. You can kind of tell when someone's joking. And even then you could be wrong. Even then you could be wrong. So when someone's saying something in a chat room, yeah.
And as I said, that's what it sounds like to me. Isn't this something that you've said before?
I hear noise in the background. I can't hear you that well.
That's not me, I don't think.
Okay. Hold on. I'm mute myself.
Okay, that's it. Joe,
yeah.
I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm a piece of work. I'm not just an average.
I'll be the first one to confirm it.
There's nothing average about me. But if you want to reflect back, when we bumped heads the other day, it was because Ebony and you accused me of something I wasn't doing. I do enough.
Again, you're bringing up something.
Absolutely, because that's
okay.
I said some things that caused you to focus on me right now, but it's okay.
And I thought we were past it. Are we?
I'm bringing it up to discuss it.
No kidding. And I said I thought we were past it. If we were past it, you wouldn't have brought it up to discuss it.
Well, I'm past it, but I'm bringing it up.
Okay,
no, I'm past it.
All right.
But I'm bringing it up.
You're past it.
Don't cut me off. Don't cut me off. I'm past it, but I was illustrating it that she was wrong and you were wrong.
Okay, let's say we were both wrong.
I'm going to speak for her. I apologize. But when you're wrong, you don't have a leg to stand on.
If I'm agreeing with you and you keep on talking and talking and talking, you're deflating your own argument.
According to you. But you have no authority. You have no authority, and I'm not here to please you.
Ding.
All right.
End of round one.
Thank you. All right. Listen. You know, being humans, there's going to be disagreements. In this case, y'all just disagree to disagree.
We're good. Until next time.
I'm being real, right?
N2K? We're good until next time. Shit happens.
Beasley.
Yes.
Now, how can you be upset by somebody who talks a lot, and you talk more than the girl than Miss Burgess did yesterday, but I ain't going to say.
That's just some misogyny I got going on in myself.
Oh, okay. All right. But anyway, I do want to say, you know, surprisingly, though, Michael was asking some very good questions yesterday. He really
was. He was no fun yesterday. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, but he did kind of, look, he did kind of recycle some of them questions again like he usually does.
That's what he does. That's what he does. And to Lady Bird's credit, she said, "You don't listen. I just told you." Because he doesn't, but he's not a bad dude.
Mm-hmm. No, Michael's fun. But let me bring Maze in.
Hello,
Maze. What's going on?
Maze. I'm doing fine. BZ, can
I
tell you something?
Yes, ma'am.
But tell Joe to jump in that chair and don't say nothing to you. You got the right to talk and say what you want to say.
Hey, I'm
just
being
like
me. I'm just being me.
You're going to let the chair out one day. I'll be glad when you roll the chair out on him because he really needed it. Messing with you. You
I'm just being me. It's cool.
What happened?
So, what did you say?
I said, what? See, you
got
to listen. That's why God gave you two ears and only one mouth.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. You want to hear what you want to hear, and what you don't hear.
I mean, like
what
you
I'm saying
is
you got a mouth, too, just like you talking about Beasley. You run yours too much sometimes, too.
I run it too much more than anybody.
But you see, you don't bother
except
me. I'm going to tell you how it is.
Well, that's probably
because
you
think
what's
cotton
in
your ear. I don't have no complaint about your thoughts. Joe is the only one got a complaint about your I'm probably Bianca.
People are afraid of opinionated people that speak their mind. It's hard to handle.
They're the only one with opinions.
As long as it makes
and
sense.
And if you don't agree with it,
that's not about opinions.
That's what
what is it about then? It's about personality traits?
Duh.
Yeah, personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
Personality traits.
So then that's
about
not
everybody
me.
Has an opinion.
Even just
Maze.
Just roll the carpet on him. That's what he needed. He'll
Maze will have three or four opinions by the time one person finishes one.
Some of us have strong personalities.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you just have some people just
that.
Have to deal with it.
Dub, 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 go.
Why do you think I have to resort? Why do you think I have to resort to relating people on chat lines and stuff like this? Because people can't take me in real life. It's too much.
No, I'm under
you're
one.
You're a car on what
you too, though. Everybody
you
on here is opinionated. Can you imagine N2K dealing with people in real life when he's
it
got
is not
a,
about
when he's
opinions.
Got a, when he's got a whole globe of knowledge and he has to deal with people with a symbol of understanding? You know how frustrating that must get?
And he said you were on his show. I didn't know he had a show. I thought it was an Ebony's show.
Man, I get them all confused. I get
them
all.
Well, anyway. You were giving your all opinion right. on Ebony.
Anyway.
He come on my show. You
don't
have
a you were there
you
at the Ebony
show, Maze.
Your show
calling it yours. What?
You
Maze,
were there
you know what
I
you know what
yes,
I get
I
a kick out
yesterday.
Of, Maze?
I was listening
good.
To you on Ebony's show yesterday, not knowing what you were talking about.
What the hell are you talking about?
What I just said.
Yeah, what you talking about, Maze?
Him on Ebony's show yesterday.
Oh, well,
on Ebony's show yesterday, and I was listening. I don't have to be in the show or calling the show.
That,
I can listen sometime.
I thank you for that.
Come on, Joe. Show. I'm quite sure you do.
Hold on. Let me bring something else up. Because y'all gonna keep going on, and we can go all day like this. What about? And I wish Wesley gone and put his hand up because Wesley said yesterday that we should quarantine individuals like the ones that's HIV positive, and then or put a chip in them. What kind of
see,
mess
I didn't
is
say
that?
All that.
No, you didn't say that, Beasley. That was
right. Wrong. Right. I'm a little softer than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's been tried before. Remember, overseas, that don't work like that. I mean, that's like discrimination at the most. I would think.
No, it's what the global
what
elite does
that?
To people. You can't.
Can't?
Nobody's quarantined Maze yet. Nobody's going to quarantine anybody
just
else.
Just because Joe says so, you need to quarantine everybody. I quarantine you, so that you just sit over there in the chair. And let somebody ask you to speak.
Can I share something?
I told you I was free.
Keep on.
I'm free, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, Beasley.
That's
go
why
ahead,
I can
Beasley.
Say what I
want to
say
no,
to you.
No, I want to change the subject a little bit, but it happened last night, and it happened on another show, and it was really interesting. A lady called into Perry's show. And she started talking. I don't know how many of you listened to it, but she started talking about how she's getting and her name in the chat room. She didn't use it though. Was I am a targeted person. I'm a targeted individual. And she was from Maryland, and she was 56, and she lived in a Section 8 old folks home. I'm assuming it was a nice one because it was in a nice part of Maryland. suburb of D.C., and she started talking about how they were watching her and controlling her and sending her waves, and everyone bought into it. Now I'm listening to her, and I was like, she's nuts. She's nuts. She's delusional. And she went on for... Yes.
Wait a minute. Now see what you just said. She's nuts, right? So the shooter at the D.C. yard, he went and told doctors the same thing, and they said the same thing. But you see what happened eventually, huh?
You know what? With that situation in D.C., I don't know that I believe any of that story. I can't even dig into that. That would just take too much time to dig into that. Well, if you'd have let this woman continue on, and she continued on, and I was like saying things in the chat room that was kind of discounting her just because of what my instincts were telling me after listening to her. She's very light, she's very nice, she's very polite, but she continued to platter on and on and on and on and on about this guy. Wesley was there, he listened to it, and he was defending her. And I said, you guys don't realize she's not all there. She's not all there. And it came out, she said there was a cloud. A cloud came in through the window, but it can go through the window, and the cloud affected this man who was 70-something years old, who was her neighbor, who she called her husband, who turned out it really wasn't her husband, common-law husband, and the cloud got to him, and it messed him up, and he had to go to the hospital, and then, you know, a year and a half later, he was dead. It led to his death, and with the surveillance and the government surveillance and all these things we're doing, and there was no, and it ended up, well, what she said was that they were just doing this just to experiment with her. They didn't have any real reason to get with her. Then she said that she had worked for the Treasury Department, the Naval Department, and she'd also worked for the NSA. And she was a pleasant lady, but she wasn't. She was delusional. But everybody was defending her when I was saying this. What's the point? You just can't believe everything. And just because, and there are people that are mentally ill that are hearing voices and that are going through things, and it has nothing to do with anybody sending any waves their way. That's all.
Okay. So you're not really buying into this mind control thing by the government?
No, I buy into it 100%. It's not every, just like May said, May's put it as simple as possible. Some of this stuff conspiracy, some of this stuff ain't, and that's all there is to it.
Some people are really crazy. If you've been to a near a nut ward, you would know the difference. But if
you've
never
it.
Been at a
That's
visit
it.
One, if you can listen to people, you can listen to see if they're loony or if they're having a problem.
And there's level of loony. There's loony people walking the street.
Yes, and they call shows. They walk around and they talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe the looniness is called. Maybe that is caused by the mind control.
I'm sorry?
I said maybe the loneliness is caused by the mind control.
Okay.
Maybe, but not this woman. Anybody with symptoms doesn't necessarily, anybody with showing those type of symptoms isn't necessarily a person that's being, isn't a subject of mind control of some outside forces.
No.
There are people that are organic. That's all. That's all I was saying, and I caught a lot of flack for that.
Because there was a lady sitting next to me one time saying the president was her son, and I'm sitting here looking at her, talking to me, saying that president is her son. I'm like, okay.
I had an ex-girlfriend that told me this son that she had. I saw her years later. The son that she had, his real father was Tiger Woods. tried telling her different, and she would get angry and violent with you. So I just go along with the flow. I didn't talk to her too much, but every time I bumped into her, I just stayed away from it. Now, if it were in a chat room or on like a radio show like this, I'd probably have some fun with her. But she really believes it, and she didn't. And she would tell you that within 3 minutes of meeting her. So people do go crazy.
And you got one on your show too, Mr. Talk.
That's right, Mace.
He just spoke.
No, it's the one that has a name that has that signifies what kind of condition she has.
If you hit a dog, you holler. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Bark.
Lord. All right. y'all just in a crazy type of mood today. All right.
You said we're going to run Friday. You said we're going to be some laughter. Then you, let's talk. You said we're going to be some laughter.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Laughter's fun. It's Friday.
Right.
Hold on. Let me bring some
laughter. And it's freaky
Friday.
Right, man?
Huh? Mm-hmm. No, anyway. Y'all tonight. All right. 646, welcome to the show. Who I have here?
And no sane people allowed.
646, area code. Okay. That's 419-1980. Yeah, I
guess new callers, huh?
Yeah. That's a new one. I don't recognize that number. But anyway, I guess they talk when they want to. Anyway, so, wow. Why people do that? Call in, well, maybe they got a delay.
Well, they call in because they can't hear, they don't have internet, so they call in and listen on their phone.
And maybe you press the one by accident or something.
No, okay.
Well, sometimes you
all
don't
right.
have to mention one, and he'll pick
right.
up.
Right, and you're on there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That never happens
yep.
to me.
Joe, did that happen
on
your show?
You know what the topic is of my show next time?
I didn't know you
what?
Had a show because I can't find nothing on the show like Avery.
Man, that's not surprising, Maze.
Wow.
Go ahead.
So let me ask this
We're
question.
Not looking for surprises.
Wait a minute. Let me ask this question. And it's a question Wesley asked. You know, with the let's talk about this thing anyway. I'm glad I brought this up. With Obamacare coming up, should everybody be required to be tested for HIV that hasn't been tested?
God no, Jesus no.
And that's where look, and that's where the that's mm-hmm. where the chips came in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's a good idea. It's a
there
good idea. It's a good idea if somehow in the civilian private sector, if people voluntarily and were given good enough incentives so that they could be tested for HIV for the sake of the population, because supposedly HIV, you know, can become a pandemic, but for the government to put its tentacles into it,
What I would like to know is how can they determine how many people are going to die from it and how many people are going to get it, unless they plan on helping them out.
There's a field called statistics
that does that.
That's
what I don't understand.
Statistics.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, your statistics could be wrong too. It was statistics that hold out statistics.
Well,
they can only
guesstimate.
Mm-hmm. They guesstimate who they want, how many
scientific
yeah.
guesstimation.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen vans and trucks that are set up all over the place in different cities where they give free HIV testing.
Mm-hmm. And I give them.
I've seen
mm-hmm.
that. I've seen that. It's not that hard for someone to find out their status.
It's not
and,
if they wanted to know.
And they probably will. I mean, I guess people that haven't been to the doctor for X amount of years, you know, when they're first coming in,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to take their blood. That's one of the first. That's one of the first things doctors like to do, to find out what's going on with you. So they take your blood, and I'm sure they take your blood. They can. Run it through a screening, a panel they call it, for a bunch of stuff.
But
yeah.
the reason I say what I said, because in one state that I lived in, they was having sent a whole lot of women had symptoms, and what this dumb doctor was doing was putting ashes in their test and making it come out positive.
Wow.
You know, you
wow.
got Looney Tunes in these labs doing crazy things. That's why I asked that question.
And it's also
right,
possible.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's also possible while they're supposedly trying to find out what you have, they can give you something too.
They can create it when you don't have it and make it
yep.
look like you got it.
Yeah,
that's just what the kind of doctors we have on this earth will do for you. And they ain't do nothing to them either.
Well, they're not supposed to, but I guess it happens.
Should have been put on
yeah.
the deal.
All right, Michael, are you there? Yes, how you guys doing?
Man,
all right.
Now, if you listen to the
hello, 220.
Renee let us know that those quick tests are really not for sure. Now, if you take those quick tests, you better take them every 6 months because, you know, someone can get infected and sleep with somebody a month ago and take that quick test and it's not done. But you just got to keep taking them, you know, every time I go to the VA, they always, you know, I always get checked. Even if I'm not sexually active, I still get it done anyway.
What'd you get checked for? I mean, you go to VA and you get checked every 6 months. You go, why? And you're not active.
When I go to my primary care doctor, I get blood work done. What are you talking about? That's
right.
What
I didn't know they do. I didn't know they did that at VA every time you go. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
As a matter of fact,
a year ago, VA was giving it done every Friday from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. Any veteran can come and get an AIDS test, and they'll get the results that day. See, they make sure we're good enough. But anyway, back to this Obamacare. This Obamacare, they're going to stall on it. They're talking about delaying it into the mid part of December. A lot of businesses are upset with this. It's a cluster. It's a good program, but the politicians are not administrating it right. The guidelines, the words. The policies is all a clusterfuck, basically.
It's something new. It's going to take some time for them to work out whatever bugs, and then you've got
the people who broke the bill don't even understand it.
Wait a minute, but here's the catch. Right now, the Republicans are threatening to hold up the funding, the budget for next year.
I just watched the news on that. I don't think it'll get to that. The House voted.
They're not going to even get through the Senate.
To defund it.
It won't get through the Senate,
mm-hmm. And the president said he would veto it. Also, the guy Boehner said that he's not going to stop government. He's not going to try to stop government.
What are you saying, Mike? Would make no sense.
That's not Beezy. That's not right.
VA people are not even under it anyway. It doesn't really matter. They're not even having a problem.
They got their own.
You go to VA for free. You don't pay nothing. You got a VA card. You go to VA for free.
Hold on, Mae. You don't know if I pay for my prescriptions just because I'm from the VA. See, you saying something that's not true. I do pay for my prescriptions. You don't know nothing about my income.
Well, you don't know the VA.
Vets don't get shit free anymore.
Okay, I'm not going to go there. Let's talk about Obamacare. What I'm trying to say is, Boehner said that he's going to fund everything but Obamacare. Pass it over to the Senate, and they saying that the president veto, basically all of them shutting the government down because they're still fighting each other.
They're not going to do that. That would be a political disaster for the Republicans.
Do you know how much money people would lose if they close the government down? Even
they're
Justin over there,
that
going to lose his 401k. So I don't think their current will lose their 401k. They ain't closing nothing down.
Well, it would be a political disaster if the Republicans don't go with their constituency, and because a lot of Republicans
That's why the House voted the way they did today. You're right on point. That's why the House voted the way they did today.
And they're not going to even make it to the president's desk.
No, the Senate will vote it down.
Well, yeah, of course, the Senate going to vote it down. Then what? Then we have another stalemate, right?
No, they're going to take it out of the bill, and it's going to go on through as it should be in the first place with them dumb Republicans trying to add it in there when it shouldn't be, has nothing to do with it. That's what it is.
And what they did in the food stamps yesterday is totally ridiculous. It's a crime thing. It's a crime thing what they did in the food stamps yesterday.
You know what? Actually, they did something, but they didn't do that much. Apparently, it's going to remove 3.8 million people, but there's 47 million people that are on food stamps. I mean, I guess it affects those removed. It's not even a 10% cut.
It affects the ones that voted against it. It affects most of them in their districts because that's where the more people that's on the food stamps are. So what kind of sense does that make?
Listen, let's get the math right. $4.1 billion going to be cut from food stamps
over the next 10 years.
That's right.
It has not been passed. It hasn't even went to the Senate yet, so it's not even going nowhere either.
But that's the House passes the budget, Mae.
Mike, let me tell you something. That 41 time they don't vote to get rid of Obamacare, the House, where has it went? It's still there. So the House just voted, so it got to go to the Senate.
And they're voting right along, right along party line.
That particular part of the SNAP bill that they're talking about might get passed because they're talking about eliminating those who are able-bodied with no children. So they may just do that.
Get rid of the elderly.
Now, Joe, let me tell you one thing. This is a fact. 58% of the people on food stamps are working. And when those working people get food stamps, they go above, right above the poverty line. Only 7% of the people on food stamps are not working and doing nothing. Then they talk about people selling food stamps. That is the minute percentage of people who selling food stamps, with a crackhead or somebody on dope. That's a small amount. So this society, just like interracial merge, we always talk about the small percentage of people and blow it out of mountain molehill. That talking point is a bunch of bullshit. People on SSI, disability guilt, and look, 28% of the rest of us. So 58% of the people and a lot of these work form nurses, they get food stamps. They have kids. People not saying all the facts.
Because
I'm tired of people saying I'm talking this bullshit, and the only reason why people saying this shit is because they're not fucking on it. Most people don't sell their fucking food stamps.
What? And what did I say that was bullshit?
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry I spoke English. Yeah, I'll say it again.
Well, I'm saying only 7% of the people on food stamps are not working and not doing nothing. 58% of the people on food stamps are working.
And what does that get to do with what I said?
It brings them above. It brings them above the poverty line.
What has that got to do with what I said?
Food stamps income. You qualify because you have a low poverty income.
Like,
and a lot of people who are working
just
have 4 and 5 kids. All right, man. How are you talking about?
One
and then,
with
Joe,
kids,
last week you talking about the companies shouldn't give them more wages.
What did I say about shouldn't or shouldn't do?
Qualify for food stamps, ass.
I didn't say anything about it, fuckhead. What is that about qualify, should, shouldn't?
220, why are you an A-Rod going at it?
I said that the part that they were concentrating on were those with able-bodied people who had no kids. What does that got to do with the people with the kids who qualified or didn't qualify?
Joe,
do you understand English?
Out of the people getting food stamps is under 10%. So why the fuck?
So what does that got to do with what I said? What is your 10% and the people who have kids got to do with what I said that Senate was concentrating on? What?
They punish the 58% of the people who are working and still need it, because if they don't have that food stamp, they're under the poverty level. When they get those food stamps, they're right above the poverty level. That's what I'm saying.
When they don't get the food stamps,
that's not necessary.
I know Michael wasn't just about to say that a bad word, huh?
Yes, 220 was.
Man, them reports, man. I mean, it's sad, man. And people like Joe talking about, if Walmart paid the people. A lot of people on Walmart.
I didn't say it was okay. I didn't say it was not okay. I said what they were. Oh, for God's sake. Mike, go back to GED. And then you can hear me.
Look, it's like this.
Hold on, wait a minute. A lot of people who are getting food stamps really don't need them. I mean, so maybe this law would weed some of those fraudulent individuals out.
No. Mr. Talk, how can you say that when it goes on income, Mr. Talk, you said people. Mr. Talk, it goes on poverty income. People who get food stamps
about
on
poverty
the poverty
income,
level
he said that they
qualified for that, bro. How can you say they don't
Mike,
need them?
Mike,
because
are you being filtered
them,
through sonic booms or something?
Above the poverty line, Mr. Talk.
You can't say that. You're only talking about the 7%. If 7% of the people on food stamps are people that ain't working, sitting on ass, ain't doing shit. The rest of the people on SSI,
what has
and
that
they're
got
working.
To do with
you know
what
how many people
I
that on the work a lot of these women
yeah,
on
talk
social
about jumping
service, you have
conclusions.
You cannot be on social service and not doing shit no more. Bill Clinton did welfare reform. So a lot of these women who are getting these jobs, they're not making enough. They may have kids, and they need some food stamps to help their working bodies, though. They need help. And if they don't get those food stamps, they're under the poverty
Nobody
line.
Nobody was bringing up a philosophical
stamps,
discussion about whether or
line.
Not
That's
they
fact.
Deserved it. I said the sent. I'm not going to repeat myself,
stamps,
Michael, because I think the sign
don't
is boom.
Don't tell me they don't fucking need it.
I didn't. What are you fucking stupid?
Ava and 220, have y'all finished? Let us have our conversation. Y'all go talk to y'all. Self. We don't want to hear that. You're both of y'all.
Yeah, they need to go to the green room.
Put
this one out.
Put 220 and Ava in the green room. Thank you.
How about you go to your loony room?
Maze ain't loony.
That's why you sitting in the
Maze ain't loony. Uh-huh.
I tell you when to speak.
Oh, because you agree with her, right? Oh,
now
okay.
Let's change the
No,
subject.
She has good common sense.
That's right.
She has good common sense according to you.
I listen
See, Joe
to
don't
her
know,
talk.
Joe don't
listen
know if he's a woman or a man because he's Ava one day and then he's Joe on the air, but he's Ava somewhere else.
I'm able Ooh, someday, I'm able someplace else. Now, that makes sense.
On.
Now, explain that to
and
me.
And he lives in Montana one day, then another day he lives in Indiana. I don't know.
Oh, how do you even jump to that conclusion?
Yeah.
I'm grandma, Joe. How do people jump to conclusions? There's
it's
no
Friday,
facts.
Joe, it's Friday.
There's
Can
no
I
facts.
Friday,
and that's what
bro.
I'm saying, Beasley. Why don't you two join the same psychiatric couch?
Oh, it's
you
messed up.
You
everybody,
don't
everybody's crazy.
That's why you in
you.
Our house. That's why you're in our house as a gift. You're in our house as a gift. That's why we know that you got quite. Hold on.
Your house. I'd love to go to your house.
You guys
house.
Are crazy. I don't have anything in common with you, but I like being around you guys.
It's one, you know, like the movie, One Who Flew Over the Maze's Nest.
Because some need therapy and don't know it.
Did you see that movie about yourself, Mace?
I don't watch movies. That's a movie. That's not reality.
No.
Movies. No, that's
not,
why people go to see.
You know, what are you saying?
See, Joe, that's an example of her common sense. People quote movies and refer
you
to movies all the time. That's basic, simple common sense.
Oh,
that's a movie and that's reality. There's two different things. I get it.
I bet you do.
Thank you.
Common sense ain't that common.
Well, no. Well, not between you two.
Well,
if that's what you feel, so be it.
So be it.
That's
so
right.
Be it.
Joe.
All right.
I hear live people. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out the childish movement.
I don't understand why you said people are. I mean, most people don't need food stamps. So get. I can't see when it goes on income.
I'll tell you this, Mike. Nobody on this line said nobody here needed food stamps.
No, Mr. Talk to most people
that.
On food stamps.
No, I didn't say that either. Where are you getting this shit?
That. I did not say that, Michael.
Well, what did you say?
Oh,
Lord.
Friday! All right, Mike, I'm going to let you try right there because I know you up in the mountains right now.
After all that, well, what did you? Well, what did you say?
Damn.
Wow. Now that's... okay.
Classic all facts.
Yeah, I said you asked some very good questions yesterday. That's what I said. Is he gone?
Yeah, he ain't trying to hear no compliment.
He'll be back in the chat room. He'll be back in the chat room at 2:20.
He said he's on the road, so I don't think he's driving.
He'll be in there on right driving too.
Nah, he'll be right in the driving.
I hope not.
Oh, me too.
I hate the food stamp discussion.
Say what? You hate it? Why you hate the food stamp discussion?
Because when you look at the amount of money that's spent on food stamps and what it's used for, and you compare it to the fat and the unnecessary humongous $1 trillion defense budget, which dwarfs food stamps, I just think that it's just ridiculous to be talking about food stamps when people, when they're not willing to cut the military budget. What's something that really needs to, that really needs some scrutiny.
Wait a minute.
And
wait
looked
a minute.
At.
Wait. So you want to cut the military, the money the military get paid? That's what you're trying to say? Or just a complete
I
budget?
I said the military budget. They're making Abrams tanks when we don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making some type of submarine this year that's in the budget that's $63 million. I don't think that we need another submarine.
Oh, don't worry. They're going to find something to do with it.
Right. But the United States has, you know, military bases. I think someone said on a show that there's 109 military bases all over the place. You know, we're an empire, and people here are hungry. It seems like it's basic common sense to me.
It has nothing to do with that.
I know what it has to do with N2K, but it doesn't. It has nothing to do with common sense. And it has to do to protecting the, you know, this empire and the corporate interests that are behind it that it serves.
And when you got 50 congressmen sitting up there making all that money, and you got the nerve to talk about somebody and food stamps and somebody that needing health care, those two don't match.
Well, they earn a decent living as congressmen, but a lot of them have come in there from privilege.
They earn a decent living, but a lot of them still earning a decent living off the taxpayer dollar, too. Just think about all them dollars up there.
A congressman, I think, makes $174,000 a year.
So how many million do you think they
have?
I'm saying, Beasley. Look at the top. And see how much money they got and how they got it.
Pianki's holding. He's in the queue.
A lot of them, they're not self-made people. These are people that come from generations of money.
Oh, no. Asa didn't come from generations of money because he was a criminal. And he
Asa
had
who?
300. Asa.
Daryl Issa used to steal cars. Yeah, he's a thief.
Yeah. $300 million, and he's
from California.
He's the richest guy in Congress. He's been that way for about 8 to 12 years. Yeah.
Look up the top.
Y'all hold on. Let me bring Pianki in real fast. He got some information. Go ahead, Pianki.
40% of congressmen are millionaires.
Yeah, food stamps.
40%. Four out of ten.
Food stamps need to be cut.
We would think we would say that. We wouldn't expect nothing different.
Why? Why?
It costs too much. Not only that, they should separate it from the agriculture bills, too. It should stand alone.
See, how much does the agriculture paper get? They even get money in it. They don't. It's 10 of them.
It was the U.S. agriculture that even pushed food stamps
yes,
because they benefit
a year,
from
Bianchi.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Food stamps was nearing $800 billion a year, which is more than the defense budget. Defense budget is down around $665 billion and falling.
Hold on, the defense budget is
higher
than that.
No, what are you talking
the defense
about?
The defense budget is close
is
to $1 billion.
Get your math right, Bianchi. No, hold up. First of all, the reason why they saw food stamps,
the defense budget is close to $1 billion.
Number one.
$1 trillion,
$1 trillion. You're right, but he misspoke when he said.
Over the next 10 years, food stamps will cost over $700 billion, which will be more than the defense budget.
Wow, you've got that's really some new math that you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
If the defense budget is close to a trillion dollars a year, how do you figure that? 10 years of food stamps doesn't equal 1 year of the defense budget. Go ahead and get your calculator
out. Right, exactly. There you go. Now we're getting hold up. The reason why they saw food stamps because we had a surplus in class. That's a fact. We had a surplus.
Whoa.
That's the reason why we first started.
Food stamps are dependent upon the crop production?
Defense budget is about $612 billion. It's going and dropping. It needs to be down about $250 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, when they first saw the program, it was because we had surplus and profit.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, all right.
That's where it derived from. That's it.
All right.
I did say that.
No, you didn't say it before. You said, food. Never mind. Never mind.
Thank
well,
you. Why you going there?
United States unfunded liability is over $125 trillion. That's money that they owe folks that have paid
so what,
for benefits.
So we keep on owing them. Ain't nobody going to come and take it from us. So what? We keep on owing
them. Unfunded liabilities. Unfunded liabilities. They have nothing to do
about entitlement programs and debt.
It's entitlement program. It's not entitlement program. Actually, Social Security. Social Security is not an entitlement program, nor is Medicare. You pay for that every week out of your payroll taxes. Americans are going to get pissed off and use their guns, and they're going to take their money.
Really?
Well, I'm not.
Unfunded liability.
Unfunded
liability is Social Security, prescription drugs, and Medicare. Presently, it's $125.78 trillion that the U.S. don't have.
And what happened to the money?
They spent it already.
Congress spends it. That's why come the Tea Party is sick and tired of that stuff.
I don't want to hear
and
that
about other, and other concerned citizens. But check this out. The interest on the debt is going to be greater than the deficit itself.
Well,
and that goes straight to
the interest on the debt.
No,
the interest
right,
on the debt presently is $258 billion.
Eventually, the interest on the debt, if it continues, is going to exceed what the government takes in.
That's what David Walker was talking about for you.
The government took in $2.7 trillion, and they're spending $3.6 trillion. The interest on the debt is $257.8
trillion. If they stop the Federal Reserve from making so much money and put that back into it, then we really would be okay.
How are they going to stop the Federal Reserve when they control the monetary policy?
They
can't stop
them. Close them down. Shut them down.
Who is going to do it?
Hey, we get some crackheads.
Crackheads.
Yeah, the crackheads should do it. In their charter, they can't be stopped. All this stuff, when Bernanke goes in front of committees, all that is just smoke and mirrors. According to their charter, the president, even Greenspan, said this, nobody can stop them unless you're going to make new laws. And because
they never stopped them before.
They're not going to stop them.
It's going to take something divine and celestial it's going to take something from far more powerful than people here on earth, I think, to change that.
Okay, but in the last 40 years, we've always lift up the debt ceiling. Always. So we've always...
Man, the debt ceiling now is $17 trillion.
Which I know, debt
your deficit...
One time when they was in office, the debt didn't matter. So
well, Obama
matter
wants, Obama wants to raise the debt ceiling up to about 22...
Let them raise it.
Up to about $22 trillion.
And...
Why not?
They've raised the debt ceiling over 100 times. They're going to do it again, and it's the ruination of our country. One of the spokesmen.
Man, I got a new neighbor, man. She's fine as I don't know what, y'all. Wow.
What, Mike?
U.S. citizens. Each U.S. citizen. Each U.S. citizen, including man, woman, and child, owe $53,507.
Yep.
Damn.
Including you, Mike.
Including you.
And so what?
What do you mean, and so what?
Well,
so when they cut food stamps, which, by the way, J.P. Morgan gets paid every time somebody swipes their SNAP card. So what?
I learned that yesterday.
So what?
Okay, and I have no problem with that because if I be a subcontractor and work for, because government needs private.
You ain't
going to
be no subcontractor. You will never pass the background test. They don't have a bad experience with this guy Lexus in D.C.
Well, no, I already got my security clearance, bro.
So how is he?
How is he
responsible for the misdeeds of Alexis?
No, I said he wouldn't pass the new stringent background checks that they're putting in place because of his.
Why not? P.
They would say that
already
they would say that
he
had some
disturbing
reactions.
Why, he's a black man?
I'm going to put it like this. 3% of all government contractors got to go to a person like me. But I'm going to go be quiet on that one.
Well, Pionga, why don't they just add the SNAP program onto the international program where they give up money out to all the other people that don't even live in this country?
I think they should stop giving out the foreign aid, too.
Well, the foreign aid. Why don't they just put the SNAP program on with that to see if anybody be complaining?
Why do you ask a question when nobody can answer?
Take all our money, take all our money back that we giving all these people overseas, and put it back here in the United States, and fix what the problems that we have here.
It wouldn't fix, you know. Unfortunately, it wouldn't fix anything because people don't know about governmental economics. You can have all the money that's taken away from the military. You can take it away from all the secret psyops. And you can redirect it towards housing and education, and we'd still be in the same mess we have today. Now, does anybody understand why?
It's starting like this, starting all over again. It's going to be rough. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
That's what you're looking at.
Okay, here's the reason.
But we're going to make it. That's what it is, Joe.
Because the process that goes into funding any program is the same. Doesn't matter if it's military, black ops, anything. The buying of bonds is the ruination of the country. So if you take the $17 or even $117 trillion and you put it towards schools, nursing homes, if you gave it to everybody, it would just do the same thing. Eventually, it would just create hyperinflation, which is right down the road because you're still spending money.
How much bonds do China own in this country?
$17 trillion.
China don't own that much. U.S. debt held by foreign countries is about $6.7 trillion, and China's is dropping fast. So they're collecting their money.
That's the debt.
They project, but I'm sorry, I'm looking at 2017. 2017, they say that the U.S. debt is going to be about $21 trillion.
If it continues at this pace,
2017, Bianca, the world would be brown, as they say, too, didn't they? By the census report.
Yeah, well, blah, 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 to you too.
That will make it
food
that one.
Food stamp recipients in 2017 will expand up another 4 million.
But you know what's not in those CBO reports?
It's the fact that we have
117 billion dollars
in derivatives. Hold on a second. But, Joe, you said something that the
56
issuing of bonds
is
going to
be living in poverty.
Yeah, the
right,
buying and selling
of bonds.
That's
what's happening now. Turn to a third world country.
We are a third world country. We just don't know.
Unemployment would be
plasma TVs.
Not in the labor force would be 97 million. That's damn near a third of the population.
That's 97 million out of work, right? Not working.
Not in the labor force.
Not in the labor force, right. Mm-hmm.
Actually, unemployment would be 18 million.
There's no jobs for them to do. People should have learned to start finding their own lanes and to
technology is taking jobs. I went to
that's true too.
Depot, Home Depot yesterday. They only had one cashier. The rest of them was them automated.
There's a store that I shop at called Fresh and
because
Easy.
Because they only probably had one cashier because they don't want to have people.
No, there's a store. There's a store that I go to called Fresh and Easy.
It's self checkout.
Right, it's self checkout.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult at first, but I learned to do it. And there's one person standing around to help the people
in all three aisles. Mm-hmm.
And that company is out of England. They went bust. And some other company bought it, but it's fresh and easy. It's actually a pretty nice store, nice and clean. And,
mm-hmm.
and then that way you don't have to deal with
nice
ignorant
store.
People. When you go through the
and
land,
what they're planning for the
people,
future is that robots are taking over clerical positions. Now, when that happens, now you know America's in the dumper.
They're going to have robots teaching classes.
I believe it.
Yeah. Like they got in Japan now.
People are going to become really easy.
You
don't
have no
Jesus.
Teachers sitting in the classroom with no biases against kids.
I'm online for one of those.
Aren't you guys glad that in about 35 years when all this stuff is really
we'll
set in
dead.
Place that we're all going to be checked out?
Yep.
And they also going to have robots for
more than likely.
And they also going to have robots for wives for people that don't know how to get along with a real woman.
That's right, exactly. And they'll
have
a robot for you, Mace.
And they're
going to
make sure that we
sense.
Send you a signature one with your name on it.
They're going to have a robot coming right off the Japanese line, looks like you, and they're going to go, Joe.
The defense budget, defense and war, will be $478 billion. So They still
these
cutting
are projections.
That down.
These are projections.
No, this is at current rates.
That's right, which
that's
is still
right.
a projection.
That's a
if things get you.
Yeah.
I know.
Unfunded
like,
liability would
like
be $154 trillion.
Well, you know what? We got to remember, Pianki only goes by what's on paper. He
yeah.
doesn't.
But
yeah,
you know something?
That's the way I bid my job,
too. He's quoting accurate. He's quoting stats, though. He's quoting.
Yes.
But they're still projections. They're still projections.
Projections, right, which means.
And they don't always turn out right.
Yeah,
if they're
on
the budget. Go ahead,
Yeah, well, that's how they do budgets. That when they cut,
But the budget projections have been pretty accurate over the years. Okay.
Well, here we say they had a projection and a storm
and
came
another,
through and messed it up.
Another thing which is bad for America,
nothing. It was all
the,
gone and blown away with the storm.
Not just the unfunded liabilities, because the government is supposedly having to take care of that. But how about all you need is just one little, like we had Flash Friday or Flash Monday a couple of years ago. And bang, you've got the derivatives market coming down in 30 seconds, and boom, that's it. Forget it.
Well,
that's the economic collapse people are waiting for.
The derivatives market. What a derivative is, it's
any financial instrument, to put it simply, because you can
right.
have
any financial
options,
instruments
have,
where they're trading
contract.
With very little equity, where they're trading with 2 or 3% equity. It's a futures contract on any financial instrument.
It can
that's
be
what
a
it is.
Futures contract, and it can be an options contract. It's anything that's derived from the
But they have very little equity. It's highly leveraged, is the word.
Yeah, yeah.
It's highly leveraged, and that can happen. That can happen with any market.
Well,
all right,
yeah. I'm talking about the flesh. Yeah, you can happen in commodities, the forex, the stock
can
market.
Can you put that in regular English for those that don't know what that is?
Simply basis is
but,
simply
check
speaking,
this out.
Any kind of financial to put it simply, just any kind of financial.
Hey, y'all listen
on.
To this now. By 2060 the Hispanic population would more than double. It would be up to 130 billion.
I know this already. Okay.
There's Hispanics having sex as we speak. Let me ask Pianki a question. I hear talk that after Clinton left office that there was a surplus. So that means there was no deficit then? There was still a deficit, though, but
mm-hmm.
the government was operating in a surplus. Is that right?
Right. That's what that meant, yeah.
No, that's
Mr. Talk, would you stop
was.
Playing with my – why are you muting me? The man asked me a question. Apparently you can't answer it.
That's before – how you doing?
And you know, we can barely hear you. You need to get your mic together.
Let me answer that question. I can answer
that. Yeah, see, Anka, he didn't ask Joe.
Let me answer that. The thing is that
–
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead, Joe. You tell me what I need to do. But that's what you need to do. Sit there in the green room and wait. Now, go ahead, Joe.
You said Joe.
What's coming in? Yeah, I said Joe.
Oh, okay. Because you said you shot me. Okay.
No, I shoot you. I shot Pianki.
All right. The thing is, that was the propaganda, because what they do, and they've done this with various presidents as well, is that they'll take money out of the Social Security fund. They'll put it into the regular budget, and then they'll present that to the people. We have a surplus, or we have an extra amount of billions of dollars to spend. And then once they get the votes, they'll take that money and put it back into the Social Security fund.
That's one way they cook the book, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have no
book. But the overall budget, the budgetary situation was in better condition. That a lot of this developed over the past 12 years,
oh,
right?
Well, it developed since Clinton took
off.
The last 20 years, because when he got out, what, in 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it 2000 or 1990 something?
You know, then we started going to war.
I spent all the money that was in the budget that year. That's why he had like 200 billion. It may not even been that much. That's what he said, that he finished with a surplus. He finished with a surplus in the fiscal year, but the debt still was there. I mean, when Clinton left off, I think the debt was like $5 trillion.
And it didn't matter, did it?
But
if
ask,
I could
can
finish,
you have a surplus and still be in debt? Here's a simple
way
to
do it. Yeah, you can have
it.
A surplus.
Yeah, let's say, for example, you're making $100,000 a year.
Right, the butt, right.
But now you've got, you saved up $20,000 in the bank. So people say you got a surplus. So how can you have a debt? Well, you're paying off your mortgage. That's how you have a surplus and a debt. So the same thing with
the United States fiscal year go from October the 1st to September the 30th.
I try to make it even simple for you.
I'm not talking about
that was too simple for you. I can't help you. Most people can get that from particular type of comparison. All the government
is don't matter who's in office.
When you make bills, you got to pay bills too.
Book economics.
But you know, here's the thing. Let me comment on this population increase. In 2060, there would be, according to the U.S. Census projection, it would be
8 billion.
Hispanics would be about 130 million.
What about worldwide?
Asians would double to 34.4 million, about 35 million. Black population is going to decrease. They will only on the rate. Black population will only be about 62 million.
Of course.
While everybody else is doubling, black folks is decreasing.
Yeah, because we mix in with others, and they're doing a slow kill.
They are. That's for sure. And I can guarantee you, black people are the first ones on the bottom of the totem pole to be hit. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
They're going to get you too, Joe, for hanging around us.
I know that.
They're going to get
but if you got, no.
I know. Because I'm not going to be one of the 500.
They got a word for people like you. They got a term for you guys.
But if you guys know,
that's a joke,
they're not
by
talking
the way.
About the immigration bill anymore. They were talking it earlier this year, but they stopped talking about it. So you got to realize these congressmen, they say something, get people all hyped. They ain't even get the immigration laws yet.
It won't make much of a difference.
Oh, we gonna pass
it won't make much
and
of a
ain't
difference.
Nobody do nothing
the economy in this country, people are leaving here and going back to Mexico and the other countries, and the amount of people that are coming here is just not the same as what it was.
In 2056, the population of people over 65 will outnumber the young under 18 in the United States.
What,
can
you know
I,
what? You know what?
Speak,
I'm going to be dead as Elvis by then.
But all you got to do is go to the census report. Because now the census said we would be number two, Hispanic would be number one because Caucasians are not having babies. So I don't know where Pionk is getting his information, but you can go to the census report and look at it and see it for yourself.
So they're not having
blacks
babies
not
at the rate of
blacks
the
is not going
on the five. They're not having babies.
Blacks is not
five.
Going. Blacks is not
blacks
going
to
number
two.
White.
And then the world is going to be brown.
They're not going to outnumber Hispanic.
Right now, this
you
going to
have white,
you're
going to have Hispanics, whites,
no,
blacks,
Bianca,
and Asians
wrong.
Running tide by tide. Hell, made them read it right here.
Look at the census.
So I guess they're wrong.
You probably got something from them to read it.
Well, only Mays is right.
You're so good at doing it.
My goodness.
I'm telling
you. Go to the U.S. Census. You want me to give you that? I'll put the address in the chat room. Go to it yourself.
You don't have to give it to me because I already know what it is.
Wait. Now, okay, look. Everybody's saying something. I can't understand nothing because everybody's trying to talk. And the two main people breaking in is Pianki and May. Come on, y'all. Come on now. I mean, some good information being put out, but dang, nobody can understand it.
There's a link in the chat room. Go read it yourself.
Now,
come on, don't
spread
it. This country is 70% Caucasian right now.
I mean,
but it'll
so
be a lot less
you're
than that come 2056 or even 2035.
Well, a lot of Latins are counted as Caucasians.
Right.
And a lot of Hispanics.
I know Hispanics are.
And well, we all know there's all types of Latin Hispanic
uh-huh.
people.
I know they're Hispanics.
They got black Hispanics too.
Right.
Yeah.
So they got non-Hispanic white. As a general race.
Yeah, they got all kinds of.
And larger than that, than all these racial or ethnic designations,
mm-hmm.
there's class designations, which is really most important. You have those that earn $25,000 a year or less, those that earn zero, those that earn $50,000, yes, those that earn, $250,000. That makes more of a difference than your ethnicity.
Yeah, since Pionki was found out his number. And what is the biracial number going to be, and where they going to see that, Pionki, since you found that number?
No, I put the link in the chat room.
So
you go there and check it yourself.
I've already seen it. I asked you a question.
Then go back to where you went to see
it. go back to where you're right.
I'll
a good
answer
idea,
that
Joe.
Question for you, Mays. Let me find it. How many biracial people are going to be?
It's going to be.
But if you biracial, you can put black or white down. No one can tell you that. I mean, you know, if you have a light-skinned brother, I mean, they can put black or white. No one can tell them that.
What if you have one parent that's one ethnicity and one parent that's another? I mean, you can pick what you choose. Obama checked black, and technically, not even technically, he's biracial.
No, technically, well, I don't
they
know.
They just came up with it.
He's biracial, and that represents white interests.
Well, when
you
he was
figure.
Born, he
you
had
said
a choice.
Technically. I don't even think they have it as technically, though. I think.
Well, not even technically.
Hold on for a minute. Here's my question. How accurate is the census?
Very accurate.
The information on the census. You think it's very accurate?
Very accurate.
You think everybody who get one fill it out right?
I've lived in places where they knock on your door and keep coming back. I would never answer.
That's right.
Them.
Yeah, I know.
Where they knock on your
they
door.
They did 2010 because they paid the people well.
But
we are the only group of people that they can't keep accurate account on in the census.
Man, it's easy to count blacks. Look how many you got in prison. How they gonna move around?
Boo.
That was so funny.
Ooh.
Look how many. Look how many.
41 million. You got 41 million black people, approximately, and you've got 2 million people in prison, and so they're not all black. If half the population prison is black, that's. I know you just said that just to get one in.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Pianki, you don't like black people, do you?
I like African Americans. Some blacks I hate.
Oh, he just didn't want to say that word. But I hear you.
Look, it's like this, P. Yankee.
I don't like one, especially with fake shotguns.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Talk, remember, he's a 1%er, Mr. Talk. He's a 1%er.
Winchester.
Fast warfare.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is a 1%er, ain't he, Mike?
Yes, indeed. He played, yeah. And Mr. Talk, don't he talk just like us?
What's wrong with being a person who actually has acquired wealth?
I told you he would be
nothing
like
wrong
party,
at all.
He don't, and
okay.
He don't even fit in with the Tea Party.
Nothing wrong
Tea
at all.
If he go back to Tea Party days, he will be out in somebody's field.
So why don't he use some of that to help some of his fellow brethren? Oh, I forgot.
What did you say?
I told Mike asked me, how can I invest my settlement, Mr. Pianki, and I gave him a website, didn't I, Mike?
Yes, and I'm definitely going to do it. I've seen them numbers.
So
I was like, wow. I said, I'll send out a card. I'm going to investigate it. And I said,
Wait a minute, Michael. But what if somebody goes to the website and don't understand? Can they call you back and get more information? You tell them how to do it?
Well, no, he told me, Mike, he said he didn't.
I showed Mike how you can get 23% on your savings, Mike. So what you going to do with it?
No, talk to me, Pianki. I'm asking you the question.
No, I ain't talking to you. You're always shooting at folks.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I ain't mean to shoot you. I really didn't. Here, take some of these damn...
Now,
I knew you weren't being nice for nothing.
Now he cyber-tased you.
Nah.
I knew it. I'm sorry. Something was coming. Knew that the taser hasn't been used in a while, so
I know.
That's
so,
like
you know, I had to get it. Yeah. Good Lord, I asked him a simple question. He still ain't answered the question.
What was the question?
So Pianki, you basically say I send you to a website and you figure it out from there, right?
Well, of course, Merrick. I mean, if somebody's going
to, ain't that
website,
hard to do? That ain't that hard to do. You just got to read it.
Okay.
I'm skimming through it. I haven't found the biracial thing. It's a simple thing. It's only a couple paragraphs. Well, it's a few paragraphs.
Yeah.
It ain't that hard of a thing.
But eventually the whole country is going to be biracial.
Hopefully.
For the most part.
Well, that's
hopefully.
Assuming that's assuming the,
no,
the races mix.
No, the whole world
races.
They're cohabitate. Doesn't mean the whole thing.
Pianki has a problem with that.
Whole world ain't going to mix.
Nope.
Whites only make up about And, you know, whites in Europe is really having a problem. They're not producing. They're too old.
Oh, Japan is supposed to die out in 40 years, completely die out, according to some guy. But he says that, you know, the birth rate is low. Plus,
Nigeria
and immigrants. And he's that's
the
problem.
You want to know something really interesting? China has the one-child rule. Since male children are coveted, there's far more male children. They have no one to date. They have no one to make kids with.
In 2100, according to the UN projections, the top three countries will be Nigeria, India, China. No European country would make the top 20.
As far as what? Top as far as
population.
What?
Population.
Oh. Oh, well, you know what? It's easier to it's easier to have a more viable country with less population.
Nigeria population would be greater than China.
Although we got 350 million people.
Nigeria will be greater than China.
350 million people here.
That's crazy.
Your 350 million won't. Your 350 million
really
won't put you in the top 20.
Compared
to the dark complexion country.
So that small country, Nigeria. Well, it's pretty tight in there. You mean to tell me it's going to
Nigeria
be
is not small? Who do you mean small?
I mean,
we talking about the Yankee homeland now. He'll take up for them.
But we got a lot of open land in America, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't want to have more and more of Maze's friends coming across the border.
No, you want population
down.
Control. That's what you want, Joe.
No,
we
that's the way that
you're
saying. We
have a lot of open land in America.
Population control is happening whether we want it or not.
Yeah,
what
I'm
not having no more babies. I'm controlling the population. I deal with a female. She's about 35, and she don't have no kids. I said I can't do it. I'm population control. I can't do it.
Nigeria have close to a billion.
A billion.
Nigeria would have over a billion population. That's a billion toothbrushes, pairs of shoes, underwear, socks.
That's if they only have one pair of
automobiles.
But that is going to be a big economic market.
But
Nigeria is already starting to produce their own automobiles. That's something that America don't like.
Nigeria is a relatively rich country. It has oil, but the money stays at the top, like it does most places.
Well, in the beginning, that's usually the way things are, but that don't substantiate for too long.
I wonder how China's going to
divvy up Nigeria. Greed is an MF. If Nigeria's population is going to grow like this, I could see Nigeria spreading and eliminating some of the borders of their neighbors.
And their
Ethiopia is
going to
go over 150 million.
Over here too.
Wow.
The Nigerian population is growing over here too?
Hold on. 150 million by when? By 2066?
2100.
Oh man, come on! We'll all be dead. People's grandchildren here will be dead.
That's a good point.
Well, I hope I
have to put it in perspective.
Yeah,
no,
it has nothing to do with the population.
I'm listening to what he's saying.
2054. I hope I'd be having sex. I'd be what 80 years old.
That has nothing to do with the population
by 2100, if you got a kid today, it'll be 88 in 2100. Right.
Yeah.
It's a child born today. 87. Excuse me. And the life expectancy is 77 and change in the U.S. and 67 if you're black.
And what's that got to do with people giving birth to babies?
Well, that's right.
It just has to. It gives to do how much these statistics, even though
no,
because
it's all about population growth. Population growth depends upon the birth rate.
Right.
Well,
so
if
you
can you're
die,
not having
your
one, that means
kids
you're not,
can die.
Well,
my
not,
kids,
not
grandkids can die, but
well,
the population
those,
is still growing.
Those of you that are caring about stuff that are happening here on Earth. After you're dead, you know, I tip my hat to you. Me, I'm
That's
not
what I'm
one
trying
of them.
To say.
Right.
It'd be plenty
got,
of earth.
But I got common
anyway.
Sense like me.
Beach, folks,
so
people.
Don't knock me, though.
That stuff by the end of the beach, folks.
It's your burden, Beasley.
Pardon me?
That's your burden.
Yeah, right.
See, people like Joe, he's not producing any children, so that means you're not moving.
Go ahead, Mage. Keep on thinking about what it means.
Hey, you know something?
Don't get
scared.
I don't have any
kids, Maze, and I talk to my friends and their kids all the way from their adult kids to their young kids. I'm like, God, I'm glad I dodged those bullets.
Mm-hmm. My sister don't have one either.
No shit. Women have. You know what? Mm-hmm. Women, I find, and this is not really sexist. I find they really do have an urge to have a child because I know I have a cousin and I have childhood friends that are now in their 40s that are having children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that they always wanted to do. They just put off.
That's not
career
that's
for whatever
not
reason.
Sexist. That's
so
what
they
women claim.
To have the kids
what
some women claim. Think that what are you
say what'd you say, Joe?
I said that's not being sexist. That's what women.
I'm gonna
claim.
Have about six more.
I'm tempering.
No,
my
I'm
words
agreeing with you.
Yeah. I'm tempering my words because I'm Brown Beasley and I don't try to offend.
That's why you need to keep on. You're gonna get slapped.
I gotta hold my stomach in on that one.
Oh well.
I'm improving. I'm a work in progress. Give me a little slack, you guys.
You've been saying that. I bet you've been saying that for 10 years.
Nah, yeah. You should have seen me. You should see me 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I know, work in progress.
Okay.
I told you, Joe.
Right?
I don't know Beasley.
Right? Beasley.
I don't know Beasley, but you haven't
wasn't.
Seen him yet, Joe. He's just being nice. He's being light
I
on
still,
you.
I still Mac now just for different things.
Yeah,
that's
he's
nice,
being light on his feet.
That's nice.
That's
now
what
you're
it is.
If you're
being
Tommy
light
Beasley's
on his feet,
lawyer,
don't be like
I
leave,
he's going to fire you, even though
you've
got common sense.
Just because you don't like me, Joe, doesn't mean other people can't.
Anybody can like me anyway they want.
These are
right.
things that's going to happen no matter what people like or not.
Oh,
they just, they're going to happen.
Give me some
more doomsday, Bianca.
Get some more blue. You know what? Those statistics make sense, and they're logical as far as population growth. But, you know, the way us conspiracy theorists talk, there's going to be things to happen far before then that –
Well, that's
make
true.
Make all of that not happen. That's what the majority of us believe. Now, what we can't agree on is how and when, but the powers that be and the people that sit in the most high places, and no, not the most high, but in very high places here on Earth are aware of these stats, and they realize that it can't work forever, and, you know, they're going to be doing things.
Oh, it could work forever if they weren't going to do what you're saying they're going to do, because these fucking morons, what you're talking about,
uh-huh.
as soon as they realize they can regenerate, they can merge with androids, forget it. Then all of a sudden there'll be a fucking plague all over the planet.
Right.
If you can merge
yeah.
with androids.
And robots.
Oh, my goodness.
All of
no,
time.
You know what?
So
that's not, that's not that far fetched.
And I guess they'll take over and you'll still try to destroy.
They're gonna merge with like a data.
They'll merge.
Right,
with
that can live forever. They're working on that right now.
That's right.
They're working on that right. Listen, if you had $80 billion, or hold on, if you had $80 trillion in control of everything, wouldn't you want to live forever?
No.
Poor people want to live forever. He wouldn't. All right.
No.
Well, that's
U.S. dollar
person.
Ain't going to be worth nothing. Everyone's getting away from that.
What's
United
that?
States got Bolivia and Venezuela all pissed off now.
About?
Because
probably
they won't let the presidents fly over Puerto Rico's airspace on their way to China.
That was months ago.
Yeah.
Unless that's something that's brand new.
Obama need to have his peace, Nobel Peace Medal taken back.
That's your opinion. He's going to keep his priest
prize.
Mage,
you think he deserved that Nobel Peace Prize?
Never should have got it. He was conducting. There were two wars going on. He was overseeing two wars when
he got it. Bit of it
we earned it. Is that right, Mage?
That's right.
He earned it.
So you give Martin Luther King, you give Gandhi, you give people like that who says war will never bring peace. You give somebody like that a Nobel Peace Prize. You
right.
don't give no commander in chief or no armed force no Nobel Peace Prize.
Wait a
if
minute.
The people thought he deserved it, that's
a
game.
Well, hold on,
Mage.
You know when he got it? Mage, you're saying
right,
he deserved it. When did he get it?
Everybody,
I just put another link in the chat
everybody
room.
Everybody that got a Nobel Peace Prize deserved it.
Oh, money link? Is it a money link? Is it a money link?
Showing
money
all
link?
The black economic markets that's in the United States, like Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, and blacks don't control them, but they should. They will, though, pretty soon. New Orleans, D.C., all them little red dots are blacks congregated in economic markets that they need to control.
Wow, they've got it all
wow.
mapped out. I'm skimming Baltimore. Boy, they're going to get you in Baltimore. Look out.
I might.
Indianapolis.
Texas is booming. I mean, right down where Mr. Talk at, Fort Worth and Dallas, it's booming. It's booming in technology. I mean, it's booming down in Texas. Texas has got the best economic.
You know what? That's scary.
That's why they need to cut food stamps. You need to get these people off of depending on the government. That'd be the best thing ever could happen to us.
So they won't qualify for food stamps. It's qualifications.
What do you do to a baby to make it stop crying? You stick a ball in his mouth, don't you?
Not all the time.
What are you talking about?
Of course,
some
women can put their breasts in their mouth if it ain't all dried up.
Sometimes you can change the diaper and they'll stop crying. Or sometimes you can just pick them up and they'll stop crying. Not just put a bottle in it.
What about shaking them real hard? What
if your titties
real,
ain't dried
hard?
Up, you can put one of them in your mouth.
What? Really?
Maze, do you really think that Obama deserved the Nobel Peace Prize?
Do you think anybody else that got one deserve it?
No, I'm asking you a direct question about your hero.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Now, what's wrong with that?
So, and why
that's
do you
my
think...
my opinion.
Why? Okay,
that's my
your
opinion.
Opinion. That's what
you
I'm asking for. I'm not asking you to take a look at census projections. I'm asking
you
your opinion. You think
you
that
it?
Obama deserved it?
I said yes.
What did
I'm
he
sorry,
do
the blue dots
it?
On those maps show the blacks, not the red.
Right,
red.
Right,
doesn't
make any
that's
sense to me.
Said.
I'm sitting here looking at the map.
Now,
I'm like, what are you talking about? Right.
Now, listen, one thing about Columbus, Ohio, that is that Midwest, that's a location where most businesses start because it's like a melting pot. Maybe people from different nations, when you start a business, you test your business in Columbus, Ohio to see if it's going to branch out into the United States. Columbus, Ohio is a very, very lucrative market.
Orange is Hispanic and green is Asian. See, people always blaming, always getting on black folks' case for so-called segregating. People do what they do normally, what they do and feel comfortable.
It's called de facto segregation.
But here you got Asians doing the same thing. Nobody's hollering at the Asians because they congregating together. These green areas are Asians, all green.
Hold on. Who are the yellows? Who are the yellows?
Yellows Hispanics.
Man, look at Los Angeles. Los Angeles got more colors than any place else.
Now, given time... Given time,
well,
those colors will all come back and congregate together, just like any other case. You can take a mixture of chemicals and shake them all up. Given time, they will settle back amongst them kind.
Who are the greens? I'm sorry.
The greens are Asians.
I thought you said the yellows were Asians.
The yellows are Hispanic.
Where's the guideline? Where's the
all the way up at the top.
Okay, I can figure this myself. I like statistics.
Wow,
dang,
look
sure,
at my city.
You sure study them hard.
Wow.
Look at all the Asians in Los Angeles, would you?
Man, I
over
tell
to
me
the
about
let's see, that would be the West. I'm sorry, that'd be the East. East Los
the most
Angeles.
The segregated
is
Asian. City in the country is Detroit.
Look at blacks in Los Angeles.
Very few.
Wow, Los Angeles looks like a rainbow, guys. It's a rainbow.
It is. It's beautiful, isn't it? It is. It's really
Birmingham,
beautiful.
Alabama.
The
wow,
air sucks
like
and the traffic's
guy.
Bad, but it's beautiful. Look at that. It's beautiful.
Blacks live on the west side of I-59, and whites stay on the east side of the major highway. Ain't nothing wrong
you,
with that. That's where whites want to stay. Leave
color,
alone.
Los Angeles has the far prettiest map, but I'd rather live in the red areas because some of those blue areas and some of those
it's
yellow
right
areas
in the
middle
can of the city. If you know all of them right in the middle, it's right in the middle, and all of them is right in the middle.
Well, you know what?
Black,
if you
right
spread it out, if you, the black population of Los Angeles, if anybody cares, has been split in half. There's 50% less black people from 1990 until 2010.
Look at my city, St. Louis.
You live in St. Louis?
North St. Louis into North County, North and West, Northwest County. That is exactly true.
I thought they said you were well-to-do.
I live in West St. Louis County.
Louis. Did that answer your question? Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
St. Louis is
We're all in the cities, guy. We in the city.
Look at Philadelphia.
No, but you want to know something?
Philadelphia is, what kind of blue do you call this? Scarlet blue. Well,
look at
scarlet
New York,
red.
Guys. Goodness gracious. New York is really segregated.
You see how whites are moving back into the downtown areas?
That's what's happened. That's
what
I'm about to say. That's what I'm about to say.
Because they want to go to work. They don't want to take that drive. They want to
ride. No, they don't, because the Cold War is over. Russia was threatening to blow up cities. Whites moved to the suburbs.
No, I don't think that. Well,
the Cold War ended roughly in 1990. The move
Look
to
at Chicago, man.
The move to gentrification
on the lakes.
Gentrification really started again in the mid 90s. So they planned it, and then they moved a lot of the low-income Section 8 population, black population, they moved them out to the desert in Los Angeles. In the Bay Area, they moved them out to the Delta areas and even further. And the whites have come back into the city because they don't like the drive. And I guess the Russian threat isn't as bad. Those are all good points.
I like this man. Get your
These are black economic markets that they need to control. You know, the funny thing about this is that in these areas, whites don't control no business. It's these other ethnic groups, these foreigners, Asians and Arabs.
Koreans and Arabs.
Koreans too, especially in New York.
Arabs are very good merchants. I like the way the Arabs do business.
The who?
The Arabs. I like the way they do business. They're very good merchants.
You mean tell me you're not afraid of them?
Why should I be afraid of them?
But you'd be afraid of Koreans if you had some brown skin.
Koreans used to be in my neighborhood too.
So they need to get rid of
Montana.
They need to cut loose these food stamps. Need to make these people.
You're
right about government.
Understand, man, but we got too many of our kids on food stamps.
Last week we talked about Walmart. We stated that four Walmart family members made a combine of $20 billion. If they would only made $10 billion and gave the rest of the $10 billion, they would have raised $3 per hour on every Walmart employee. If they do that, they won't qualify for food stamps. So I'm saying either you pay them.
Let me tell you something, Mike.
Work, so they won't
Mike, listen
qualify.
At this.
But see, you go,
the world
but
doesn't work that way.
Listen,
that's an
listen
interesting
this,
point.
Mike.
The world don't work that way, though. Greed is something
Mike,
else.
You talk one way, and you talk one way, Mike, then you turn around and you talk another way and you contradict what you say. If blacks are going to receive food stamps, then should they not be swiping those cards in black-owned businesses?
Okay,
those cards is nothing but cash flow. Wait a minute. Those cards are cash flow. That's why come the U.S. Department, that's why come white farmers and white farmers advocates, that's why come they propose putting so much on food stamps every year, because farmers have a way to recoup their money. It's just
cash cow. I've been all around the country, and I don't know, except maybe one place in Los Angeles that closed, I don't know of any black-owned grocery store. I just don't.
I haven't seen,
and I'm not saying they don't exist, but I haven't seen
them. They don't.
I haven't seen it. There was one place in Los Angeles called Papa's Market that was in the hood. In the hood, but it was a nice market, but for some reason it didn't stay in business. That was a decent, nice market that was black owned. And they used to have a thing called recycling black dollars. So I don't know if one black owned market, there's some black owned liquor stores, but I mean,
not many.
I tell you what, the Koreans
not licensed on that.
No, the Koreans own more.
But Koreans and the Koreans in South Central.
They have regulations on the license.
Koreans in South Central sell more liquor than the whole state of Maine. South Central LA.
I'm not surprised.
You know how much a liquor license costs? Like $1 million, $2 million now?
You make that back in 2 months.
Holy shit.
It's not that much.
It's called regulations.
I know.
Even after they burned during the riots of 92 in Los Angeles, they burned out maybe 1,000 liquor stores. and I think 500 or 600 of them came back. There's still a greater concentration of liquor stores in South Central Los Angeles than just about any place else. And they are mostly Korean-owned. But before that, there was a period, there was a lot of black ownership, but the blacks sold out to Koreans. My friend's father owned a liquor store. He sold to Koreans. But before that, the Jews owned them. The Jews owned them.
The Koreans moved the Jews out.
They left after the riots of 65. Riots make people move. The Koreans came back.
You see there, look at that New York map again.
Hey, y'all, call in.
And look at the green dots.
1 minute left.
Them green dots consist of Asians who have moved the Jews out of the garment industry. They've taken over that.
Same thing.
And also the Asians, i.e. the Koreans, who control the produce in the tri-state, which is New York, New Jersey, and somebody have to help me on the third one. I forget what it is. They control 95% of the produce in those three states.
Wow, New York's got pretty colors too, but it's really solid. New York is beautiful. Look at that.
Yeah, New York's all fucked up, right?
It's beautiful. Look at the colors.
I'm not even on the map because I haven't even on my PC.
It's all fucked up. And the colors are beautiful. I like colors. I like a mix of colors. I like a mix of colors.
And that's why I always say,
I got to take control of my city, huh?
And like I said, we see
what city
are
you
people,
in, Mike?
They don't.
He's in Baltimore.
Them.
Baltimore.
Baltimore's on this.
I'm on the outskirts, but yeah, Baltimore. That's where I grew up at. So
it's like I always tell you, we feed other people. They don't feed us. And we say
them black dots
week,
in Baltimore are them Nigerians, man. Nigerians
and
Virginia. Virginia, I think you
Koreans.
Got Somalis.
The Nigerians hate American. I mean, those Nigerians hate American backs worse than Koreans do.
And I don't think so.
They don't hate you. They just don't understand.
I'm just.
My neighbors are
African. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Listen, my neighbors are African. Yeah. Look, they invite me to all their births when they have a new birth. They always invite me up there to, you know, have dinner with them all the time. They always invite me. They're good peoples, man.
Are they
every
not
time
well?
They have a birth.
Hey,
they always
the
invite
saying,
me over.
Keep your enemies close.
Yeah.
Your friends close.
You know what? I find
you.
If people are your if people are your neighbors and live close to you, they have a tendency to be nicer. I lived in a condo building.
You know what?
I lived in a condo building for many years. Everybody on my floor that I saw all the time, we got along. The other people I waved to, but we just weren't as friendly with each other.
Listen, my neighbor asked me
well
I help him get
like
his
that.
Job. He knocked on my door and he said, I need
like
a reference.
As neighbors. I want neighbors.
He said,
neighbors.
I need two references, neighbors for my job, and I was one of his references.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked on my door. He said, I need a reference. I need two references for two neighbors, and I was one for them. Good people. So
Katrina devastated New Orleans.
They always invite me over.
Yeah, it did.
They go to church every, I don't know if they're Christian or not, but they always dress up nice. But they, you know, they're
probably
real
Christian.
Good people.
And you know what? I was
saying
know.
That. Yeah, I think so. I think they're Christian, though.
Blacks and blue out of Pittsburgh.
Well, how's the steel industry in Pittsburgh? Is it?
Ain't no steel industry in America nowhere.
Yeah, that's gone. That's been
steel
gone.
Industry's in China.
That's part of the problem. That's
been
part
gone.
Of the problem right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not going to change.
No,
manufacturing is gone.
When I used to do building for Anheuser-Busch, they stipulated American made, but they had to give it up on steel.
Right.
So the Chinese steel was less expensive.
No, it was Indian.
Oh,
Indian steel.
Yeah.
Well, it's the only steel that you can find, right?
Oh, it's Indian steel? No shit.
Well, Indian or Chinese steel. I guess he did it. He knows. But I know that there's no there's no steel production here.
Mm-hmm. I remember when U.S. steel was just like GM. You know, as GM goes, so does America. As U.S. steel goes, so does America.
Yeah, that's true.
Changed. America ain't America.
Yeah, but hold on. Obama saved Detroit. He saved it from
that shit.
How much did Obama
didn't pay?
Obama
won the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right.
I mean,
and he won it even before he became president, so they knew he was going to be a great president.
I'm not stopping. What city are you in? Alabama. No, I'm not in Alabama. I'm in Ohio. Thank you. She's from Alabama. Oh, that's where they had all the mental experiments. Well, you at Dayton?
Well, you know, in Ohio, they had that Shakers Heights project where they would even intentionally, even if they had to pay more, try to bring blacks and whites together. How far are you from Shaker Heights, Maze?
Shaker Heights is a rich area, though. That's outside of Cleveland.
Yeah.
And Cleveland.
And how did that work out?
I don't know.
They're still in court.
And they
lost.
Ended up in court.
Which makes no sense. And it's just like, I guess they tried to take Miss America down, too, because she was
Indian.
Indian.
And she ain't
Indian
really dark skinned.
She is.
No, she's
no, she not.
What is she?
She's not as dark as the Indians get in India.
Oh, well, I mean,
the Dalis especially.
Indians look white.
She can pass for white.
Me.
What?
No, she can't.
American Indians, Native Americans, or Indians from India?
Indians from India.
Indians from India. Well.
They come all shades. And they're
and
the
Bobby Jindal.
And they're the first people that
they're coming all
and that
shades.
That caste system
too.
Over there, too. I mean, they're just on the various shades of hue, and you've got that caste system just on the various shades of hue.
Well, they created distinctions, the Brahmins. They created distinctions between race.
Mm-hmm. That was the British that done that.
I guess the British played a part in it. I'm sure they played a part in it.
British always, every place they went, they caused them damn problems. You know, Joe, not to be down on you, because, Joe, we like you here, but what the hell is the matter with white folks?
They're fucked up. White people are the craziest damn stuff.
Bianchi's funny.
Check this out. Willie Mays, the Boston Red Sox could have had Willie Mays.
Nope, but you're right. They raced the town, didn't want to.
Yeah, but that was before he joined the Giants.
The Boston Braves, which is now the Atlanta Braves, offered $7,500. Boston wouldn't offer nothing. They didn't want no Negroes playing on their team.
Yeah, well, until he made that catch over his shoulder, he wasn't, he was. I mean, he was a triple crown winner.
It took a while for Boston to get some black players. And they started getting black players, and it took a while for the Yankees to get black players.
The New York Giants signed him.
Let's not forget
Boston
got rid of Babe Ruth. So.
Oh yeah,
but he hadn't proven himself yet then. But they didn't do it. They didn't do it because he was black.
He wasn't a pitcher then. He wasn't a pitcher. I mean, I'm sorry, he was a pitcher for Boston, and then.